Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Okay, so everybody's not necessarily on the same page. Coming to you once again from Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. It's Thursday, February 9th, 2017, and I want to see some goddamn name tags. Oh, I wrote down GD name tags because I didn't want to swear at you guys. And then I still did anyway. What's that clapping noise over there? The Aristopats. That's a nice one. Whose faces are on there? You're on there? You're all every character? You're every cat in the Aristopats? But it's funny that they're still cats because you changed them to the Aristopats. And also, just to, as a theme to go with shows here at the Nerd Melt Showroom, why couldn't you do a movie that had crickets in it? And put your face on all the crickets. I love the crickets are really, it's more than one, right? Or could that just be one? It's two or three? Are they making love or trying to get each other to make love? Is it one trying to talk two other ones into a three-way? Like, why do they make that noise? Are they really trying to, do they have to tell somebody something? Or is that just what the noise they make when they breathe? Nobody has to answer these questions. Dial M for Matthew, I like that. That's an old school movie that you stuck your name right in there. Wow, it looks like there's almost enough name tags for each of my guests to pick one. I thought it's 7 o'clock on a Thursday night. It's probably kind of a difficult time to get it together and be here. And I appreciate that you guys did that. And also tonight, you are here instead of seeing, you could be watching Lego Batman or John Wick 2. I'd rather be doing both of those things right now. Or 50 Shades Darker. Who's applaud if you're going to see 50 Shades Darker?
Probably.
For reals?
I just.
Why? You're just shrugging like, oh, I have to. What's going to happen? Yeah. Did you see the first one? He gets in an elevator at the end. She gets in the elevator, and then the doors close. That's the cliffhanger ending, is that sometimes a person will get in an elevator and go away. You may see them again, you may not. So this next movie, he's got like a stalker or something. Like, so it's not even about, anyway. You know it's Twilight fan fiction, right? That's how that started. Yeah, nothing good can come from that. Twilight was enough. No one needs to write more based on Twilight.
But Twilight.
That's my opinion. Are you going to argue with me, young lady? What about Twilight?
It didn't have boobies or booties.
It didn't have boobies or booties, you're right. Just a doggy. Just a bunch of doggies. And as I pointed out on this show recently, it makes no sense. The vampires in Twilight should just go, hey, let's just, you know, hang out for like 20 or 30 years. All these dogs will be dead. We're immortal, and these are just a bunch of stupid dogs. I guess since they're werewolves, they could live to be people dying age, but that's still 100 years in the life of those guys, those vampires. They don't give a shit. That's like a blink of an eye. All right. Thank you to the four people who brought name tags. Doug Loves Movies is back at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home, San Diego, next Thursday. That's Valentine's Day. And it's Tuesday, you idiot. I'm arguing with myself now. Tuesday's Valentine's Day, and we'll be in San Diego. I think there's only like 30 tickets left for that, so get on it if you want to join us. I heard that they're bringing in some crickets special. Normally that club doesn't have any crickets, but I find it very soothing, and I want it in all of my shows from now on. In fact, Ryan, just a note, we'll add a cricket if there isn't one, because I think people are used to it and they love it. I'm going to be at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday doing a Doug Loves Movie, Saturday, February 18th, but that's sold out. So come to my stand-up show on the 16th and bring a name tag, because we will play a little Last Man Standing with audience members. All of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
That is so weird that the newer thing you did much better than the thing that's been... Okay. Oh, and also Doug Loves Movies from SF Sketchfest is available now in the country album section. Country album? In the comedy album section. I wrote down comedy, but I read it as country because my handwriting's so bad. Comedy. But you know what? Go ahead and look in the country album section. See if any of my stuff is there, and let me know if it is. It's just $2, and it was a lot of fun. Thank you to everyone who's here tonight. You could have gone to see, I already said all that. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Open Mike Eagle, friend of the show, he's at Mike_Eagle on Twitter, and he tweeted, "The Young Pope is like if Stanley Kubrick made a movie about the Pope every week but kept dying before it was finished." Really solid joke if you've seen The New Pope or a Kubrick film. This has been Tweet Relief, Eyes Wide Woke edition. Let's see what's in the prize bag, you guys. I carried this from my home to bring to you, and it includes a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a copy of the DVD of Something's Gotta Give. Didn't need that in my house anymore. I was like, if that's in my house, I might watch it. Couple of pipes from Peacemaker. I think I used one of them once. Yeah, that's a dirty one. Yeah, you're welcome. It's like, you know, I do a little something for you, a little special there. And this is awesome. They give these out at the company that they do my show, Getting Doug with High, at. Is a company called Jash, and they gave these to everybody, and they're water bottles, that you carry around with you. It's just not my style. I mean, I like that it says Jash on it, but I'm not that into it. But according to this, this thing is called Swell, and you can get them at swellbottle.com. But here's the thing, you guys. It'll keep hot liquids hot for 12 hours, and it'll keep cold liquids cold for 24 hours. Yeah.
That's good.
Science. All right, well, also, don't talk to me anymore. I know it's an intimate group tonight, but I don't want to hear from the audience. Where are you from, the guy with the Doug Loves Movie shirt on?
Originally from Maine.
From Maine?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now you moved out to California? You trying to come to every show? All right. Good luck. All right, because I'm going to try to stop you. I'd appreciate if you didn't wear that shirt, because walking down here to the show, people could have seen it, followed you here, and then there'd be more people here, and that's the last thing I need. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to three super dudes, good friends of mine, and they're all here tonight for you and the crickets. Let's hear it for Henry Phillips, Wayne Fetterman, and Jimmy Pardo! Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hello.
Let's say hello to them individually and give them a little nice individual round of applause, starting with a first-time guest on the show to my left. It's Mr. Henry Phillips, everybody.
What? I didn't know that. He didn't say anything. Yeah.
First time on the show.
A little jazz for Wayne and Daddy here.
What's that?
Our mics are barely...
We're not happy
with
our mics.
Oh, the mics aren't hot enough?
Check.
We put them all at the same level before the show, and by we, I mean people that might do it when I'm not looking. But I think so. I think we're in good shape. Henry's got a motion picture. Is it? You call it a sequel to the other movie?
We do, yeah. We try not to...
So there was Punching the Clown.
Yeah, Punching the Clown.
And the new one is Punching Henry.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have
seen the first
one. You
weren't the clown in the first one?
I was the metaphorical
clown. Why are you just going to make a series of films about punching you?
Well, I'm being metaphorically punched, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Life is punching you.
Exactly. Okay. We're the entertainment industry, more specifically.
Yeah, it's a showbiz tale. It's got lots of cameos and fun parts for different people that we know. And I got one of them to be here tonight.
That's right.
Could you guess which one it is?
Me?
Yeah. Which one of these guys is also in your movie?
Mr. Wayne Fetterman.
There he is.
Yes.
Wayne Fetterman, everybody.
Wayne plays a powerful executive at the network, the Now Network.
How many scenes do you have?
I think just the one, right?
Just the
one?
Two.
Oh, no, I have two.
You didn't pull a Fetterman and out on that one.
Thank you for remembering.
Wayne likes to have one scene in things.
Yeah, that's how I act.
Yeah.
But we shot them all on the same day.
But I feel like, Doug, you're starting to shoot some Benson and Al.
I don't
right?
have any. I used to do one scene all the time. Now I get a 3-episode arc.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's all different.
I'm moving up in the world. How many? Because even on X-Files, that was just the one episode you were in.
Just one episode, but
you played Wayne Fetterman on that.
I played a guy named Wayne Fetterman who was a Hollywood producer, kind of the same.
Whoa.
I did the same background work that I did on Henry's movie.
I might have inadvertently typecast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that I think definitely happened. And so, where and when can people see Punching Henry?
February 20th. It'll be out on all the digital platforms. Amazon and whatnot.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a theatrical release on the 24th.
Oh, there you go.
So,
in the Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
How many, a couple select cities for that?
Yeah, LA will be a big one. Uh-huh. New York, there'll be at least some people gathering to watch it somewhere there. I'm not sure exactly.
I heard you can't go anywhere in New York because of Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard everything's
closed.
Security?
Yeah, it's costing us like $1 million a day, too.
You can't move. Sorry, New York, but we're not coming to you anymore.
New York's over. Well, everybody come out here and watch the movie February 24th.
And, I love it.
Yeah, and also, more obscure towns, like Chicago and San Francisco and,
Yeah, I don't know. You're really
Houston.
Losing me. You start with a city that's completely dead, then you go to these ones I've never even heard of.
Yeah,
So good luck to you and your movie in this America.
Yeah.
Jimmy Pardo is here, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Veteran of the program. He's been on 18 times.
You know, the last time I was on, I won, and I never came back to defend. Thank you, Wayne. I'm having trouble with the language. So here I am, a year later, to defend my title.
Well, we used to have a thing where we'd have people come back, like, the next week or the next show, if it was in the same town or whatever, and that just sort of fell apart.
You did away with that?
Yeah, because it's hard to get people to come back. Like, look, it took me a year to get you back here.
Lucky to have me.
But I'm glad that you're defending your title tonight. How do you feel going up against these
Not
two?
Good.
You
not good at all. Good? Wayne knows a lot about the motion pictures. Henry's made a couple, so I know I'm in for a tech
battle.
I only
know the people that are in our...
You barely remembered Wayne.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought I was. It was a whimsical thing to say which one of these was in your movie, but you really had to look them over.
Kind of locked it up, yeah.
Like we were doing a lineup, and they one of them snatched your purse.
Gotta snatch that purse.
You like that guy at all?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what
is
that?
Snatch that purse.
It's my new character, Ryan.
You're always looking for a character and a catchphrase, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been looking for 30 years. Gotta snatch that purse.
Says all the makings of opening up for Larry the Cable Guy. I'm in.
Snatch that purse.
Gotta snatch that purse. I say it after every punchline. I do a joke and then snatch that purse.
Or what about clutch that snatch?
Well, I'm somewhat famous. I can grab pussy, so yeah, I could do that.
Oh no,
that's right.
A clutch is another word for purse.
I apologize. I thought you were talking about grabbing pussy. My mistake. I got excited. I thought we were going to talk openly about politics, but apparently.
I love that politics has grabbed that pussy.
Yeah, that's what great. Our politics are.
It is now.
Political
Jeffersonian.
Humor for you there.
Very Jeffersonian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on up.
Oh.
East Side.
Jimmy, what's going on with you? What do you, you got the Parcastathon coming up.
We got Parcastathon 2017 coming up on March the 4th. It'll be streaming live at NeverNotFunny.com. We are raising money for Smile Train.
It's a very long performance of Never Not Funny.
It is a 12-hour marathon. We treat it like a telethon. We raise money. Last year we raised $184,000.
Oh, let's applaud that, you guys.
Wow.
And we've got a great lineup of people.
Smile Train's a very great charity. It's for people who enjoy looking at trains.
Yeah. And they give you a smile.
Hey,
smile. Hey,
there's a train. You know, we don't want our trains taken away.
No, we don't.
So give to that charity. No, it's a terrific charity, Smile Train. They fix kids' cleft palates in third world countries.
It's exactly right. For people that couldn't otherwise afford to have that surgery, each surgery only takes 45 minutes. Only costs $250. So for that little amount of money, and you give whatever you can, $5, $10, $250, whatever you do, I donate a lot of money. In addition to my time, I donate a heck of a lot of money. I write off a lot of money. I like to give the charity specifically. I give so much money.
Jesus Christ.
Now, I heard that you gave your son surgery to get a cleft palate and then got him a surgery to fix it just so he could relate to this charity that's important.
I want my
to you.
Son to understand why I'm doing 12 hours away from the home. Yeah. I say, look at your face. Now look at it mangled. Now look at it fixed.
Bam, Smile Train.
Happy to do it. Who said aw? Aw, that one sounded mean.
Come on.
He said mangled for humor.
You wouldn't do that to Oliver.
No. He's handsome. Very handsome young man.
Yeah, so what's the date of the podcast?
March the 4th, and it'll stream live at nevernotfunny.com. The live show is at Flappers, but it is sold out.
Yeah, that sold out quickly, right?
We crashed
People
the Flappers website.
Are dying to sit there for 12 hours and just go through the same... hell that you do.
They get excited. We have a new guest. We have different guests on every half hour.
Yeah.
So they get excited.
It's a really fun show to watch on the stream or live, whatever way you could do it.
Yes.
And I am, again, going to contribute to the auction aspect of the show, the opportunity for people to be on both either my movie show or my weed show for the highest bidder will get to be a guest on the show. Right. That's Wayne. Tell them about how that's how you first appeared on this show.
By the way, Wayne is our...
Wow, you were quite the yes-ander, Wayne.
I like to do a different kind of improv. It's a little slower. Jesus, everyone doesn't have to be in the Del Close school.
Comics are more like no butters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, exactly.
What were you saying?
You want me to get this one? Wayne is our musical director for...
That's right. He plays fun tunes whenever, you request something specific, he fumbles around and he might play it.
He might.
Once in a while I get it.
Yeah.
We do... one of the songs from Les Mis.
We do Les Mis. We do
One Day More.
One Day More. Another day, another destiny.
I just play the piano, so I can't really jump in right now.
Is that
now.
The one Reddy Medbane sings? Eddie Redmayne?
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, Eddie
No, it's
Red
not. It's
Mane.
It's my friend Hawkman. That's not it. Wolverine.
Oh, Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman sings that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
This
right.
never-ending road to Calvary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
That's it.
It's actually a medley.
Redmayne is the only thing I'm going to know for
Yeah, Redmayne's in there. Cause
I don't doubt
they
it.
All want
Wolverine takes
they
the
all
lead.
Want one more day, Jimmy.
One day more.
One day more.
Not just the Wolverine. You were really going to go for it.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah. Henry had the right vibe.
So you can... I'm not that I'm going to give the minimum, but you can give $5 if you wanted to.
You can give five?
Okay, all right. I just wanted to see if
I should tell you, I give a lot more than that.
Okay, but if I wanted to, I'm not saying I would, but I can do
you can
five.
You can go five, cool. Or you can certainly go a lot more. Doug Benson's always a big, not only does the auctions, he always also contributes.
I try to match my auctions, but the auctions are getting out of control. Like, people will pay like $5,000 to sit here like you guys are doing.
Match it up.
Yeah.
You got to snatch that purse.
Or snatch that what? What was the one you said?
Snatch that purse.
Yeah, but yours was what? Clutch that snatch?
Clutch that snatch.
Yeah. Grab that pussy. Like our president does, huh? Right in the Oval Office. Give it a little toot. Hey, Betsy, come on in here. Tavosh grabs the puss. Jesus.
But he did say they let him do it, so it's not against their consent.
Right. You know? They let him do
it. They let him do it.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, just
no one wants to do anything against their consent.
I'm just glad people are finally talking about this.
I know.
Where were we when the election was happening? That would have been a good time to chat.
I didn't grab her by the pussy, Chuck. Didn't do any good.
Do you have a song about grab her by the pussy?
No.
Because I know you write clever songs.
I do. Yeah, I mean, well, what I have is templates for songs, and they get updated over the years, so I'm more likely to incorporate grab her by the pussy in one of my pre-existing songs if it didn't already have grab her by the pussy to begin with. But, the whole politics thing is just kind of... I have enough darkness in my life. I'm trying to lighten it up a little bit.
Well, speaking of darkness, Henry, I've got a very specific question.
Yeah.
That I'd like all three of you to answer. And do remember that you are under oath.
Yep.
Are you going to see 50 Shades Darker?
I probably won't, but that's not because it's not a good
what
movie.
What if the people that made 50 Shades Darker are like, we're not going to see Punching Henry? Like, wouldn't you feel bad? Like, don't you think you should?
I'm presuming they're not, but...
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, but that's no, I may, actually, now that you mention it, I probably will. I'll bring a date.
Yeah, I think you should see all the movies, and then all those people that made the movies, they're obligated to see yours.
You're right. I got to say, it's a little bit harder to talk shit about movies when you're trying to promote movies.
Right?
Yeah.
No. And then, that's kind of an uncomfortable position to be in. No, I don't want you to talk shit about 50 Shades Darker. I just wonder if it would appeal to anybody here at all. Like, Wayne, did you see the first one?
I did see the first one, and I saw it the best way to see that movie.
How's that?
Which is at a Benson Interruption.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
That is the best way to see that movie.
Ones to interrupt because it's so fucking slow.
Are you going to do it for Darker? What? Are you going to interrupt for Darker?
Oh, you're just calling it Darker now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we all know what it is.
Give it a little nickname.
Darker.
Yes.
You are.
I will wait for that. I imagine I will, but yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait for that.
I'm not going to see it this weekend.
All right.
I'm going to wait until I can interrupt.
So I'm answering your question with a question.
I'll watch it as an interruption.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I will not watch it in any way.
All right. I figured that's where that was going to go, but I still was curious. If anybody wants to see it, there's a young lady here that's excited about it in a shrugging what the hell sort of way.
There's other things to do. You don't have to see movies.
Oh, like that's true.
That one. You don't have
to
see that
point.
Movie.
That's
do
true.
Anything else but that.
Well, this weekend there's certainly a lot of choices.
What are our options?
I don't think that one's going to be number one.
Have you seen, you know what I saw yesterday? Split. Did you see Split?
No, let me ask a question real quick. What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, that's, hang on, let me think about it.
Oh, it wasn't Split?
Oh, yeah, yesterday I saw Split.
Oh, okay. And, what did you think of it?
Good follow-up.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I have not seen it, that's why.
You should see it. I thought it would be one that Doug Benson would not hesitate to see.
It actually played at a film festival I was at. I chose to see something else that I enjoyed a great deal.
What did
so
you see?
I was happy with my choice. I saw... Now I'm not going to remember what it was called.
Chips?
But it was awesome. Yes.
That looked funny.
The new Chips. Pena, Dax Shepard, the new Chips.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's
I bet you Tom Arnold makes an appearance.
I hope he does.
So, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
You are giving a thumbs up to Split.
I loved it. Love seems strong. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Liked it a lot. I like motion pictures.
It's a Shyamalan.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily twist heavy.
It's got a little
something.
Got a little wiggle. Okay.
All right.
Twist is strong. Wiggle.
Yeah, exactly. Which is good for him, I think.
I think there was plenty. It was a very enjoyable. I'll tell you this. In the motion picture house, in the cinema proper, there was me, and then a couple that I did not know, and another single man that I did not know. Four people. None of us left at all during the movie, and then when it was over, we all ran to the bathroom and all joked about how none of us wanted to leave the movie theater. No. So that tells you, you stay invested in this thing.
Yeah.
It's a nice movie. And I made a nice couple of friends at the urinal.
James.
That's the bigger part of the story.
Yeah,
right?
I buried the lead, didn't I, Henry? I apologize.
James McAvoy.
Whoa, boy, is he great.
Does a terrific job. Right?
I didn't know who he was until today when somebody told me he was in other movies. I thought he was a new face.
No, he's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And he plays more characters in this movie than he probably has in his entire career.
And he's great as all of them. Convincing as all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a real actor showcase, but you also liked the movie.
I did. I enjoyed it.
All right. I take it.
Nice wiggle.
Wayne, do you like a nice end wiggle?
I do. I do. I saw Split as well. So.
Wayne, your thoughts?
Well, yeah. Let's do this.
I saw Split as well. I was not as enamored with it.
It's Cisco
and Ebert.
I was
not as enamored with it as James.
I enjoyed it. Don't spin this differently.
But yeah,
I'm not giving it awards like part of
the movies.
I know. I saw it. I think I did. You know, sometimes they do the double feature. Do you know that? Where you like walk into another movie theater.
You're
without,
a grown man.
Without going to the front and saying, here's some money for the next movie?
Yeah.
You just see two movies?
Sometimes they do that. Sometimes they do. You've never done that?
I don't think I've ever known someone who does that.
I did it when I was in high school.
No.
But then you grow up.
What I like to do is I'll buy a ticket for the movie I think deserves the money the most,
and then go,
and then
the
go see whatever the fuck I want to go see.
Boy, show him. Put a foot on that asshole's neck, Doug.
Yeah, if I see 50 Shades Darker, John Wick 2's getting the money.
That a boy. Ah, J-dubs.
But that's that and the Lego Batman are both this weekend, so it's a huge weekend. Like, it'll, I mean, obviously Lego Batman will make all the money.
Absolutely. Can't wait. That I'm looking forward
other
to.
Things will
that,
be.
That I'm looking forward to. But I'm still in the Oscar movie in my head. You know, I want to make sure I see all of those before.
Well, that's the thing is I've been encouraging people to try to see every single thing that's nominated for an Oscar, even in the technical categories, best song, all that shit.
Uh-huh. I've seen most of it.
And I'm doing a pretty good job. But
have you seen the docs? Have you seen the docs?
I haven't. I especially haven't seen that. Isn't the O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
Isn't that 10 hours long? 9 hours long?
It's almost 8.5.
And it played in movie theaters?
I saw it in the movie theater.
How did you do that?
Like you buy a ticket.
What?
Or did you sneak in?
But it just played for a week, and they show it once a day, or
they show it twice a day.
It's 8 hours long.
No, you're right. They showed it on two different. It was at the Lemley in Santa Monica. That's right. One started at noon and one started at 5. So that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it was the first time I'd ever been in a movie with two intermissions.
What do you do? You get out and get a snack? What do you do?
Yeah.
You go to the snack bar. That's where they clean up.
Yeah. I actually went out and went to Chipotle on the 3rd Street Promenade.
Oh, yeah? Did you drive over there in a white Bronco?
That's relevant to the movie.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, my favorite documentary of this year was not nominated. I was shocked.
What was it?
It's called Wiener.
Oh yeah, everybody raves about
right.
that.
Right. It's an excellent I haven't seen
it's incredible.
It's an excellent documentary.
It's better
about
than
Anthony
13.
Wiener.
Yeah, it's better than 13. It's better. Yeah.
It is about Anthony Wiener?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's beyond good.
No, it's a documentary about the making of Sausage Party.
No, but is it like you're him dumb, telling Henry. He's telling his side of the story? Is that it?
It's literally
it's just him walking around doing his terrible shit.
This is what happened. He basically, this is crazy, he basically runs for mayor, and he has his ex-chief of staff who wants to be a documentary filmmaker film it. He's like, hey, we'll film it. But in the middle of it,
he does like, what could possibly go wrong? Film all this shit.
And without giving away any, there's a scene in the movie, literally, where you hear his buddy, the filmmaker from behind the camera, go, why are you letting me film this?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. That is in the movie. Like, he is shy. Like, why are you?
Why do I have to take your dick pics?
Gotta snap that pic.
It is epic. It is.
But yeah, it sounds pretty amazing. Like, the guy is not afraid to be on camera. And
he loves it.
He loves it. One area really loves it.
Yeah, really wants it. Really wants it.
Remember the movie Overnight.
Right, but I've never. Oh, let's do a quick white guy comedians who worked in the 90s question.
Ooh.
Have you ever taken a dick pic and sent one?
Wait, what show do you think you're on?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Never mind, never mind.
No. I have not.
I have not. No.
Yeah. Close?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right.
You old, have Wayne?
No, older I'm guess. Not. I'm not. But I'm very, like, I'm...
You'd have to wait for the whole thing
I'd
to
like
develop.
To have the
I've
back
never had, I think I've rarely had a woman even request such a thing.
Never. Not once.
No request.
Why would they care? You know, dick is just something. That you,
I thought it was.
I had a girl
to an
sketch
end.
It. One
just send
time.
Her a picture of a dildo that's particularly effective.
Yeah.
I'm
Look
sorry.
At this. It vibrates. Oh, that's sexy. Thanks for sending me that.
Sorry, I went off track. I went off
I
track.
Have sent other people's. Dicks.
I don't know why I asked that.
Could have been interesting if somebody said yes, I guess. I don't know.
I it's blew just, it. I made a mistake. I rolled the dice.
It's a weird thing. Also, aren't most dick pics, you just pick it. One on the internet that you like and then send it out?
Yeah, that's what you do. That's
how
what the
many
kids do.
Dick pics on the internet do you like?
You know, like, how do you get your face and your dick in the same pic? Oh,
it's see, not I easy.
I see.
Ron Jeremy can.
Yeah.
Here's a reference from 1978.
Yeah, but he's still chugging along. He's
hey,
still
this
breathing.
Seika's got a future.
Seika? Did you guys know Seika?
Yeah, Seika. It's a very popular.
Seika? You, somebody's correcting you.
Yeah?
Seika?
Let me say if I'm saying this
Some
right.
Pervert.
Fuck off.
I know, right? I think it is Seika. Anyway, I you know, I call it Sanka. Some people call it Folgers. Henry.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw? Because that was your last movie, Wayne, was Split? You both think, guys just both got around to seeing
no,
Split?
No, I think I... You're talking about in the theater. In the
or
theater.
Any format.
I just saw the... God, what's the name of it? The Peter Cook, Dudley Moore movie from 1967.
Bedazzled?
Yeah, just saw that for the
oh,
first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just saw that That's on the flicks stuff. Of neck.
Got some fans.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah, it can't hold a candle to remake with Elizabeth Hurley. Yeah, that was
I like
brutal.
That she's booing.
Brendan Fraser.
She's booing because it was terrible. Okay, oh. but the original Bedazzled, you enjoyed it?
I thought it was a little talky, but by the middle third and that music number is phenomenal. And I just, you know, I love Dudley Moore. And yeah, it was great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anybody that used that criticism during silent film days?
Too talky?
Yeah.
Too much cards.
I'm glad they're not allowed to talk. I'm glad I don't have to hear those people. So what's yours, Henry?
Well, most of the movies I catch are on the plane.
Yeah.
So I finally saw The Big Short.
Oh, okay.
And I just loved it.
It's really good, but do you understand what happened now?
Well, one of the nice, I feel like I might, according to the movie anyway, but the nice thing about watching it on the plane is you can keep, you don't have to be embarrassed when you stop it and go back like 20 seconds. I had to do that. It took me like 7 hours to watch the whole thing, but it was a long flight.
Yeah.
Australia, I think I was going to. No,
That's
but
one
yeah.
of those movies where Christian Bale clearly like really threw himself into the role, learned how to talk like the guy, look like the guy, play the drums. Like he really did all that stuff. And a great actor could have just showed up and just made up a character. Like,
right.
Nobody knows that guy. Right. Like, he's just so perfectly doing a guy nobody knows. You know?
Yeah.
And I love his commitment, and it's an interesting character in the movie, but...
Well, there's so many, like, even... It is a little technical at times or whatever, but just the performances are great, and the editing, I mean, or the direction or whatever, but, like, just a lot of those freeze frames. Yeah, like the one on Christian Bale right in the beginning, and... Yeah, very funny, but not
this
too.
This movie's a lot fresher broad. In your head than anybody else right, here right now.
You know what I did like about The Big Short was I thought the editing was phenomenal. Like that was the first time I'd ever seen anyone clip off dialogue in the purposely
right.
in a movie, and I was like, "Whoa,
yeah, it was a lot
this
of
is
good,
really working."
Innovative
well.
Stuff like that.
Incredible.
It's great. Yeah, it's a good job he did there.
Okay, that's what I remember about it.
Yeah, what? No, I'm doing that thing where
Wayne thinks I'm making fun of him, but I'm just like, yeah, it's good.
A year from now, I'll talk about all the other movies you were just talking
right.
about.
That are on the plane.
You can have me back, and then we'll talk about Split.
All right. This is a part of the show where Bert Kreischer turns it off because he doesn't like this part.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the part where I say, let the games begin!
All right.
People brought some name tags. I don't know how you guys are going to do it.
Okay. I heard it was light with the name tags.
It's a little light on the name tags. We got a lot of folks visiting from out of town.
All right, I'm going to go in there and
here tonight.
Boy, it's
And yeah, you guys got to fight over the ones you like, I think.
I'm going to go with the person to the back.
I'll go right here.
Is there in the back? That's why you picked it?
Yeah, because I felt like they got here late, but they felt like...
There's a blinky one over here. Looks kind of cool.
Oh, I was wrong.
All right. All right, well, while these guys work it out, we're going to do a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. We don't have any sponsors for this particular episode, so I'd just like to take a quick moment while name tags are being chosen to remind you that my new show, The High Court, will be premiering on Comedy Central on Monday, February 27th at midnight, after At Midnight. And while you're at it, go see the Lego Batman movie. Like I needed to tell you to do that. Back to the show.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back! I didn't see the detail you put into the Aristopats. Henry picked the Aristopats.
I love it.
Yeah, we talked to him earlier in the show.
Log line is, everybody wants to be a Pat.
Right.
The Aristopats. Yeah. Walt Disney production, which is great. And then there's
at the bottom, read that.
A tune-filled, patimated extravapatsa.
Yeah, those puns made more sense when it was cat.
I'm guessing this is Pat?
Catimated extravacatsa. Still isn't great.
I think it's great.
But yeah, good job, Pat, and thank you for choosing that one, Henry. Down there. Oh, shit. I don't want to see this part yet. All right, what do you got there, Wayne?
All right, I got this thing. It looks like they're going for Blade Runner Land 2049, but it says Laid Lunner Land.
La La Land.
So Laid Lunner Land.
What they're doing is they're combining two movies, Wayne.
I still don't get it.
For
and
humor.
And there's a picture of your face over Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, as it should be.
You know, this is my favorite movie of the year. This is my favorite movie.
Is?
La La Land.
That's your
number
one? Why haven't we talked about that?
That's my favorite movie of the year. It's going to win the best picture, people.
Doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah. Get ready.
Doesn't mean it's
you
good.
You people who like Moonlight, get ready to be disappointed. If you're in Manchester by the sea, maybe it's time to take it. Get ready.
Well, yeah, those people want to be sad. La La Land's about happiness.
It's so good. I mean, there's one big problem in it. There's one.
Okay, I'm interested in this because we got quite a debate going here.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah, Jimmy does not care for La La Land.
Oh no, I liked it. I just don't think it was my favorite.
No, Jimmy, you hate it.
Oh yeah, I apologize.
Thank you.
I hated it. I hated every second of it. Felt like it was a hostage situation.
But I thought, Jimmy, I just kind of assumed that you would enjoy it because I do know you like a good musical.
I love musicals. I was distracted by the opening scene. I wanted to know what road was closed down that entire time. That's all I did was focus on that. I thought the dance number was fine in the middle. I liked it a lot. But I love musicals. Love them.
So what's your pick for Best Picture over that
Probably
one?
Probably La La Land.
Okay.
I'd have to look at it.
Because it's a bunch of heavy-ass movies.
What are my options?
Fences.
I like Fences.
Hidden Fences.
What about Hidden People, whatever that one's called?
Hidden Figures.
I like that. Hidden Figures.
That's good.
I like that more.
Very good story there.
Yes, go.
Very interesting story.
What else you got?
Hacksaw Ridge.
I haven't seen that. I won't see it.
Okay.
Lion? Is Lion?
I think Jimmy's telling the truth.
Yeah.
That's a play on words.
Said Lion.
Nice.
The lion's sleeps. Have you really listened to the lyrics of that song?
What?
The first verse is all about the lion sleeping. The next one is the lion's nearby. And the third one is, hey, it's nighttime. there's a lion out there. Like, the progression is like, there's hardly anything happens in that song. But they're very concerned about this.
There's a lion. Yeah.
I think the lion is going to eat the villagers.
He's not
going to
sleep?
I think they're singing that song because the lion is like, I can't eat somebody that's singing that annoying song.
Mm-hmm. Wow. They used to use it to keep the
They're
lions
like, the lion's
away.
Asleep, so we can, now we can sing.
I thought it was the lion was going to eat the people, and that's the only way he could sleep. He can't sleep well without eating.
No, I think he's asleep.
Oh, he's going to have a late night snack?
But they're worried that he's going to wake up. The next day in this song, the lion kills everybody.
That's the B-side.
Anyway, the worst part of La La Land is obvious, and this is, again, my favorite movie of the year.
Okay, what's
easily.
The worst part? The titles, for starters?
No, the jazz-splaining. The jazz-splaining is... It's a little tough.
Yeah, but you're pretty funny. It's pretty funny how Ryan Gosling is like feverishly explaining how great jazz is while guys are playing it right in front of him. Like he's ignoring the show. That's like if you went to a comedy show and you're just like right in the front row, like, comedy is dying. We gotta save it. Shut the fuck up. I'm doing it right now. But the movie's got a lot of that in it. But also, it's kind of to me the movie's all very dreamlike anyway, and so things don't necessarily have to be real.
Did you like it?
I did, very much.
Yeah.
It's my favorite of the year for sure.
Whoa.
Of the year.
Of Oscar caliber shit.
I see.
I would rather watch, not rather, but
Deadpool?
I also very much enjoy Deadpool. Like,
I know it.
Those are my two favorite movies.
Of course.
Because of
By the way, the greatest opening credit sequence in the history of Hollywood for comedy. Greatest comedic opening credit sequence in the history of Hollywood.
Deadpool.
Is there anything
Deadpool.
Close? Is there anything close to Deadpool?
It's good. It's real good.
Oh, there we go.
But there might be.
And the greatest clue, what would you say the greatest, never mind, sure, show, go ahead.
No, what's the question? It was movie related, it wasn't going to be about dick pics again.
Yeah. What is the greatest, what's the greatest closing comedy movie, like for closing credits for a comedy?
Best closing credits for a comedy?
Cannonball Run 2.
For a movie. What?
Cannonball Run 2.
Yeah.
Those outtakes.
Tom DeLuise laughing
that dumb
is
fuck.
Infectious.
You dumb fuck slaps him.
Yeah.
Funny. Zero times.
I've to this day, I enjoy outtakes. I enjoy seeing
them. What movie did we just see? Not you and I. There was a movie that was just out that I was mad there wasn't outtakes because it really screamed like a movie that should have had outtakes. What one was
Jackie?
Boy, was that unfucking watchable. That was unwatchable, brother.
Really?
Oh, you didn't like Jack?
I liked the performance.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Oh, I thought it was
horrible.
It's not a good movie, but the performance. You thought she was horrible?
Oh, I thought the whole thing was awful. I really did not care for it.
Now, you know
it was about
Jackie we're talking about, right?
Jackie Joyner, the runner.
No. She's playing Jackie Kennedy
that. Oh, boy, I should have focused in more.
Yeah. You're like, why is that runner wearing a pillbox hat?
Jesus, I thought that would slow her down. You don't want to wear headgear when you're running
you
a race.
Yeah.
What a mistake on my part. I misread the
All word. Right, so I don't know what's happening at this point.
There was a
We're still talking about Wayne's name tag.
No.
So it's not only is it a La La Land themed name tag, but it's also got a Three Musketeers and a Sour Patch hanging off of it.
Delicious.
Do you enjoy that sort of thing?
No, I
did. Why'd you pick it?
It's just because it had Ryan Gosling, and I loved his performance as Sebastian.
Sebastian, yeah.
I got
a real question. Are you not going to eat those Sour Patch Kids?
I will not. That is correct. Yes,
Jimmy,
I will
do you
not
want those?
Are you comfortable handing those over to me?
Yeah, give those to Jimmy.
Yeah, take them.
Just tear them off of there.
Just tear them as soon as...
There you go. Now, you good, Henry? Do you want a Three Musketeers?
Maybe after the show.
Want a Sour Patch Kids?
No. Jesus. Well, yeah. Okay.
Jimmy's just like this while a movie's playing, by the way. Anyone want Sour Patch Kids?
That would ruin my night. I will not even go along with that bit. That's how much I hate people calling
me. Sound system. I apologize.
Who are you playing for, Jimmy?
More than happy to tell you. Here you go. Hand those down to Henry. Sure. I'm playing for, he's got Jason Shine here. And he's got a little wiggle waggle on the bottom there. He couldn't find a solid piece of cardboard. This is, I guess, assume your name is Jason? You know, drop the toot, brother.
He answered in the affirmative. I didn't know what the negative part was. Oh, he's changing up your name tag?
Yeah, I hated that fucking guy's answer so much. Is your name
that
Jason?
A first?
This is unprecedented.
Yeah. Fuck off. Dial M from Matthew. Hang on. Let me ask. Is your name Matthew?
Yes.
Look at that.
Look at that sincere yes that he gave.
Polite. Look how sturdy that is. No, so I'm playing for Matthew.
All right, well, good luck some other time, Jason.
Oh, no, he's banned. He's never playing again.
Oh,
I don't have that kind of power.
He's banned from playing?
I don't have that power, but I'm banning him.
Okay, you're banned.
By the way, it's not going to matter, Jason. I don't win.
I'm not good at winking.
You want a Sour Pouch? No.
They good?
Delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This first game we're going to play.
Wait, don't we show our prizes?
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Jesus.
Let's find out what the stakes are. What are they playing for?
Oops, sorry.
Here, you want me to hold something or do something?
Oh, I got it.
There you go.
Go in order? Or,
yeah, sure. What do you got for
okay,
us?
Okay, well, I've got a...
Looks like a bag from the Apple Store.
Yeah, but it's not anything from the Apple Store, unfortunately.
Worst, you're the worst parent at Christmas.
I do that. I do
the
that.
Wrapping says something fancy, and then you open it up. Oh, we've got this at the 99 cent
I do
store.
It hoping that somebody's going to steal it from me and then get my swag, because I have a copy of our first movie, Punching
oh,
the
there
Clown.
It is. The first one, Punching the Clown. That's where it all started.
It's great.
Signed.
Signed.
Yeah, signed copy. And
oh, critics on the back, they say things like, it's inside this box.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's really good. We were very happy to get that. Exactly where you can find the movie. It's right in there.
Mm-hmm. It is. And
what else you got?
The and I also, in case that sucks, I bought...
From the Apple Store.
My...
You can't say in case that sucks about a movie that has a sequel.
That's true.
Seems to have done pretty good.
Yeah. Well, not the box office, but people like the movie. And in case that sucks, no. No, and also the DVD might be scratched. That might be literally the last copy of the movie ever. I found it in my closet, but you can see it on like Reddit or whatever for free, so it doesn't matter. But
oh, no, it's not even your movie. It's a copy of Clue.
Oh, even better.
Even better. People like that. It's got three different endings.
Oh, yeah. So you get a real bonus there, but you have the packaging for my movie. And also, this is my new Henry's Kitchen, a cookbook, and it's a cookbook for my my web series, Henry's Kitchen.
That is a thin book, my friend.
Yeah, well, I was in a hurry.
Oh, it's got a doggy. Picture of a doggy.
Yeah, it's fun.
A dog's purpose.
That's right.
All right. So both of those things are going in the prize bag. Thank you. Do you want to keep your
bag.
Apple bag?
No,
okay,
I'm good.
Okay, we get the Apple bag. Good, because my bag is flimsy as fuck. This is some sturdy shit.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. All right, what do you got for us,
Wayne? Real quickly, this is the Trials of Lenny Bruce. It's a big, thick book. If you're interested in Lenny Bruce and how the U.S. government tried to silence this guy. Not at all relevant to today. Not at all relevant.
Yeah.
And here's my other thing. Yes. Now, I'm not going to tell you what guild I'm in, but they send me free DVDs, so I'm not allowed to give them out. But this is the one, so everyone can see what it is. If you get this, after you're done with it, burn it or don't sell it or do anything like that. So I don't want to tell the people at home what it is or the people at the thing. But if you want to read along to Fences, you can read along to this.
Whoa,
this
is the script. You can read Fences while you're looking at this movie over here.
Yeah. You can. This is the script.
It's an interesting way to experience the movie, reading.
You can read it. Yeah, and if you're learning
language.
The script
of a movie while you're watching whatever this movie is.
That is awesome.
But I love to read Fences. Let me just pick a passage because it is Black History Month.
August Wilson, by the way.
Here we go. Troy says, I ain't thinking of no Sandy Koufax. So that's just part of... That's
Pulitzer
part of
Prize. That, Pulitzer
that's
Prize.
Part of the tension that happens in that movie.
Go ahead.
What I brought is a cinch sack with the... from the L.A. Kiss Arena Football Kiss Corps.
Oh, that's a nice cinch sack.
They've since gone out of business. The L.A. Kiss Arena no longer in existence. But I was a season ticket holder for 3 solid years. You also get an L.A. Kiss lanyard holder. You can put your season tickets right on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in case...
You lost your Sour Patch.
Yeah, three Sour Patch kids. And then my latest CD, Sprezzatura. That's also...
There you go.
Award-winning!
Pass that down here.
Look at this! Cinch that bag!
Oh, it really does cinch. It's very much like an Apple bag. You're going to have cinch bags for life if you win tonight. Pat or Matthew or...
not Jason.
Whatever that guy is.
La La Land.
La La Land Jace. Guy. Jason. I don't know his name. Jace?
Jason?
Now, every track on this album, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. We've talked about this in the past.
Yeah, every track. I hope I pick a different one this time. Give us a little taste of track 6.
Oh, boy. Is that... that's a Street Player.
No.
It's not? Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it's Aloha Mama.
Aloha Mama!
Okay, that was a little taste of that.
Don't know me around.
Can you do a little bit of track 11, Snatch That Purse?
What if it was on there and I ramped that bit into it early? I gotta get my
oh,
I gotta
you're
get my
setting it all
I gotta,
up.
I gotta get my brain over it.
Whatever. So
it's on brand. On there, Jimmy. Brand. How horrible would that be? What an asshole!
It would be comedy in the 80s, basically.
Yeah, it's like the guy who sells his shirt.
A lot of comedians, they'd have like a tape bit where music would come on, they'd almost act like they were surprised by it.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Okay, if you're going to play it, I'll do this thing.
If you're going to play it.
All right, so thank you for reminding me about the prize bag, and it's quite chock full of amazing stuff that... if I had to guess, I just think Jimmy seems like he really wants it tonight.
So we still talking about the game?
That's where my money is.
Yeah, all right. Let's do this.
I don't know if I... yes, I okay. I'll learn that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
it
to...
It sounded like an insult, but I'll...
It did?
It kind of came off as insulting, yes.
Well, I think you're gonna take it down.
What's insulting to those two, then?
I mean, this is so exciting, the crickets are actually trying to listen. They quieted it down. This first game, Henry's new to the show, so I gotta explain everything to him. But the other guys probably also don't know what I'm talking about.
Plus, I have a learning disability.
What?
No, but it won't affect the game.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Maybe that's why both of your movies have the word punching in the title. Because you have trouble writing.
Yeah, it's easier to just repeat it.
It's a word you could use over and over again.
No one can see me.
I can.
What?
There was some shenanigans.
What happened? All right, so this first game is called Purple Rain Man.
Yeah.
And it's a...
8 people are enjoying that choice.
It's a mashup movie title game, like in the instance of the example title, Purple Rain Man. If I said, what movie stars, and I said, Morris Day and Dustin Hoffman, you might be able to put it together. That's Purple Rain Man. But just to help you out, I will keep giving you more names from both of the movies.
Love it.
Until somebody gets the right answer. And I'm going to make a prediction that this might stump you guys.
Love it. That's even better.
That's a possibility.
I can do it in 6.
So we're going to be naming the actors in the mashup?
No, you have to name the title of the movie when I tell you the actor.
Oh, I got it.
That would be in it. It's two titles mashed together.
Right.
Just like Purple Rain Man.
I see.
Ready?
Do we buzz in?
No, you just yell out as often as you want. Do you want to do any pre-guessing?
Oh, I think I do. Okay. I think I do.
What do you got?
No. That's not right. Okay, give me another hint.
Did I miss?
I thought I had it. I've got
a pre-guess.
I thought I had it. But now I think it doesn't fit.
Con Air America.
Oh.
That's a great one. That's a good guess.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. All right. What movie?
I got one.
Oh, okay.
Would this work?
That's the title?
California Split. It's both the name of the movie.
No, because then you're not... It's just Split
it's
just in there.
No,
I guess it kind of works.
No, never mind. Doesn't work.
Wayne doesn't get it.
Manhunter for Red October.
Yeah!
Oh, I like
close?
That. No.
It's close.
Hunter.
It's not called Hunter for Red October.
Fucks the whole thing up.
It should have been. I don't know why they... I don't know what hunt they're talking about.
That guy
was a hunter. All right. Now, can we do the real one that I prepared?
Yeah. This is the very hard one, right? This is the hardest one you've ever done.
There's plenty of people who've been on the show that would never come up with this answer.
I love it. I'm gonna get this.
Jack Nicholson and James Whitmore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
James Whitmore, of course, played he was the old guy with the bird in Shawshank Redemption. No audience help, please. Crickets especially. Anybody got an idea what that is? Let me give you some more names. Diane Keaton.
Oh, Jesus.
and James Whitmore. James Whitmore is the only person in this other movie.
Oh.
That I may have said too much.
Yeah, I think you may have said too much.
What do you got?
I think it says... Fuck. I'm going with... Oh, no, no.
I'll give you another name.
No, first one. Fuck, what was the name of that movie?
The other name is Keanu Reeves. And James Whitmore.
Is it Wayne's turn, or do we all get to...
No, everybody just jumps in with it.
I'm just going to jump in with some bullshit.
You don't want to do bullshit. Oh, as good as it gets? That's what you're going to say?
Yeah, but I was going to screw
what
up the
movie starts
part.
With the word gets?
That's what I was
going to say. As good as it gets, Shorty.
As good as it gets, Smart. I mean, these are not correct answers.
But it's not called Get Smart.
I'm just playing along with your as good
gotcha.
As it gets.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. So it's not as good as
it gets. As good as it gets is incorrect.
Okay, good.
I can't think of that movie with that.
It's got Keanu. It's got Diane Keaton.
I know.
It's got Jack Nicholson.
Directed by that lady.
The other movie's got James Whitmore.
And just James Whitmore?
See, I told you this was a stumper. Yeah. That's a tough one. So I'm going to tell you the answer now.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on.
Okay.
Something's got to give him hell, Harry.
Oh, yeah. The Terry Truman one-man show, yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember Something's Got to Give. I kept, yeah.
James Whitmore, the only actor to ever get nominated for Best Actor in a Motion Picture for a one-man show movie. Where it's just him.
Did not know that.
Yeah. All right. I knew that would be a tough one. I thought somebody might pull it out.
But nope.
This next one, somebody's going to get this right. It's a round of Characters Welcome. And in this game, thank you very much. The guy with the Doug Loves Movies shirt on, what a surprise that he's familiar with things that happen on the show. And Characters Welcome is a game where I'm just going to name characters played by one actor or actress.
Yeah.
Just rattle them off.
And we got to guess.
Just guess out loud whenever you think.
Can you give a sample one just to that's not on there, just so I know what this you're talking about?
Okay, like if I said... I got to think of characters played by somebody off the top of my head.
That's a big assignment.
Like, let's say Sebastian, like the guy from La La Land. Would you say that? And then I would go...
Yes, Ryan Gosling. Okay. One of the names would be Sebastian. Another one would be a driver. Another would be a guy with a notebook.
Oh, not the character.
Those are the names of his characters. He's credited in the notebook as guy with a notebook.
That woman said, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was supportive or disappointed at your joke. Either way, it came off
as both. I'm excited about this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Something's going to give him hell, Harry.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That was good.
Yeah, nice piece of business.
Guys, look alive.
Who played Brenda, Carolyn, Hillary, Woman on Plane, Linda...
Winona Ryder.
Oh. Gina.
No, that's not her.
Gina.
Denise.
I love this game. I love this game.
Ileana Douglas. Is it E.G. Daly?
No, I like that guess.
Damn it. Am I close then? Is that?
What was her name in Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Dot. Dot. She's Dot. Yeah, yeah. No Dot. Denise. Raving Bitch. This person played
Catherine Hepburn.
Raving Bitch.
Catherine
That's
Hepburn.
Another great guess. I don't know how you do it. Network executive number 3.
Jenna Elfman.
No. But I do see her in that role.
But I got him. Michaela Watkins.
No.
Okay. Damn
it. Patty DeMarco.
Oh, who started the Patty DeMarco story?
Alexi Darling.
Is this where we should be getting it now?
No.
Oh.
This is tough.
We should have got it.
Okay.
At Denise?
I'm just going to start guessing.
There's a bunch of random lady names and parts.
I'm going to go Denise Richards.
Sherry Meyerowitz.
Sherry
Meyerowitz.
Sarah Silverman.
That is correct. Oh, wow.
A Raving Bitch. Yes, I do know that movie.
Can I just say, I knew the answer when you said Raving Bitch, but I didn't want to say it right then because she is in our movie. So.
Yeah.
She's in.
I had to give it like three or four.
I put her character's name from your movie on there. But then she played Lainey Brooks in that movie that she got a SAG nomination for. And then she's this one is the giveaway one to me, Vanellope Von Sweets in Wreck-It Ralph.
I would have got it right there.
Raving Bitch was that great movie. It's where she gets punched in the face.
Yeah, it's a Way of the Gun.
Which is great.
It's a great opening scene of the movie, and then the rest of the movie can't live up to it because she just...
Is it like in a parking lot or something?
Yeah. She and Benicio Del Toro and... or Benicio Del Toro and the other guy, Ryan Phillippe, come over, and she's like yelling at him and say, I think she says the C word.
Right.
She calls him a cunt.
But her boyfriend, she thinks her boyfriend's going to back her up or something.
They just both get fucked up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
It just occurred to me that when we asked her if she wanted to play a network executive who's a raving bitch, she was like, nah, I don't want to do that because I think she was like tired of that.
Well, you know, she also played it, I believe it was a network executive, that name Alexi Darling was in the movie Rent.
Ah.
And she had like one scene where like somebody's talking to her about.
Oh yeah, she's Mark goes in to try to sell her his or he interviews for a job.
Yeah.
That's my friend Anthony Rapp in that role.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Me talking about
is
my
something
buddy.
About Mary. Is that, what did she play in that?
She was maybe Linda, Gina, or Denise.
Okay. I think Denise is School of Rock. No, is it?
No, Patty DeMarco is School of Rock.
All right. Carolyn? What was Carolyn?
Carolyn was Pittsburgh.
Ah.
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
But yeah, she had a lot of parts where they just gave her some name, and then she got full names eventually.
Sure.
That's fun of that game. That's why that game is fun. I like to tell, you know, when Pete Holmes isn't here, I have to be the one to tell everybody when it's fun. You guys up for one more game?
Yeah. Let's play two more.
Hell yeah.
I like games. I'm not good at them.
So far, Henry's in the lead.
Are we keeping score?
Well, Henry, it means Henry gets to go first in the next game.
That's the last game that really is
the one that matters. And
I'm going to quote my wife whenever my wife said this about her playing
my
games.
My wife.
She said she's very competitive, yet not good at them. So that is kind of how I am in these games. I'm competitive, yet I am not very good at them. Mm-hmm. That's all. Glad I brought that up.
Say hi to her for me.
More than happy to do it.
Yeah. I knew Jimmy's wife way before Jimmy knew her.
Yeah, I knew your ex-girlfriend before you knew her.
Who?
I don't think that's true, now that I said it out loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't have the ring to it that it did
and
in my head.
I've known his son longer than he has, too, interestingly enough.
Huh?
That's hard to pull off. Got to sneak into a hospital, the whole deal. So... okay, so this game, I think Wayne and Jimmy have probably played this before. It's called Last Man Stanton.
I gotta tell you something. I've never played anything but the Leonard Maltin game, so I'm thrown by all this.
Well, we always had other games besides Leonard Maltin.
But I was never part of that.
But they rotate around and stuff.
Never part of them.
Every time you're on, we just went straight to Maltin.
Every time.
Wow.
Maltin.
Yeah, and then his app died. And no, if you were on a year ago, we didn't play it. We didn't play Maltin.
It may be more than a year ago then.
Yeah. Oh.
We played Maltin.
Might be 3 years ago.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's been a long time.
Last time you're on, yeah.
Boy, good to be back.
Good. So great to have you back.
Thanks.
And Last Man Standing is a game where we get a suggestion from the audience, which I don't believe anyone tweeted me today the suggestion. The LA crowd is really like, you know what? You're Doug, just settle for us maybe showing up. We don't want.
I'll do it. What do you need me to tweet?
We don't want to get too involved. What's
yeah,
that?
I'll do it.
I don't want you to tweet anything.
I like to play along in this game, and so we usually get somebody in the audience that writes me on Twitter, I've got a perfect suggestion. Because we get the name of an actor or actress. Let's put away our phones, Jimmy. I don't want to make people think we're cheating.
I'm not cheating at all. I'm just getting
just
ready to
sitting
see.
There, getting ready to look something up on your phone.
You're just Shazamming. Nothing.
Yeah, you can't Shazam. I don't even know what I was about to say. What were we talking about?
We're
going to get a name of an actor or actress. We take turns saying movies that person has been in.
Oh, that's fun.
If you can't think of one, you are out.
I see. I'll start.
And what's that? Do you ever play that mo- movie cats game or whatever you're calling it?
Yeah, movie cats. We play movie cats.
Never Not Funny?
Yeah.
Well, you still play it?
We haven't played that in a long time.
Because people suggest it to me all the time, because people always come to me with new game ideas, and some
that's
are pretty
just, you,
good.
You just need to name a movie going in alphabetical order. Like you would have A, Henry B.
Oh, that was what that game was?
That's it. Yeah, movie cast.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Also play a game where you one person says a movie, another person says somebody that's in that movie, then somebody has to say a movie
we've done that
person
too. That's
was
good.
In, and you keep doing that all
Yeah, we've done that.
That's not movie cats?
That may be movie cats.
I think that's movie cats.
Yeah, the other one's the alphabet game.
That's the game people suggest to me all the time.
That's a fun game.
And I have to say, well, my friend Jimmy does that.
You're more than welcome to take it.
I'm still in that
the
game.
The same way John Hodgman took Judge Jimmy away from me, you could take this away from me. And Maron took it off from me!
You were a Judge Jimmy?
Yes.
What was that? I never heard of that project.
Season 2.
What does that mean, season 2?
Of Never Not Funny. We did Judge Jimmy, where people would write in with their problems, and I would...
adjudicate.
I would, yes, thank you.
Because Jimmy Kimmel does that, too. He does Judge Jimmy.
Everybody can suck it, then. All of show business can take my
cock. Yeah, I'm very much against anybody being a judge on television. I think it's not...
Right? The internet, that's where it's at!
I don't think it's cool. I don't think anybody should do that, don't... Don't do that.
Are you plugging the High Court?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm being so innocent about knowing that you were a judge.
Oh, I see.
Because I really don't remember that. I was never a guest on an episode where you did that, right?
No, those were, that would be episodes where we did not, no, we had guests on because then they would be the lawyers and I was the judge. And somebody would call in and go, hey, my roommate is leaving out the peanut butter, what do I do? And then I would assign, you would have to say, leave it out, no problem. And Henry would have to say, put it away. And you'd have to fight your...
You have to argue it. I did do that.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would rule
and you
with an iron fist.
And you were trying to backdoor pilot that?
No.
You wanted that to become something else?
No, I enjoyed doing it on the podcast.
Oh, okay. You could still do it.
I wasn't backdoor piloting.
There's no reason to stop
doing it.
Don't
you dare accuse me of backdoor piloting.
There's room for more than one judge in this town.
Mm.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Judy, that's it.
Judy.
No. Joe Brown.
I will take them both down. I don't even... Hot Bench, they're through.
I don't know what that is.
That's a fucking TV courtroom
hot
show.
Bench?
It's called Hot Bench.
Yeah.
And there's four
is
or
it
five
in a sauna?
Judges.
Is it in
there's
a
four
sauna?
Or five judges, and they stand around a big table in the deliberation room and argue about the case.
Is it watchable?
Hot Bench.
Doesn't sound watchable.
Someone told me about it, and I went, I'm going to tell others about it without ever having seen it.
Well, success. You've done that.
There's so many judge shows, so like, I hope I don't get caught up in the... get lost in the clutter.
I like that Judge Jeannie, whatever her name is. She's
judge.
Good. That woman over there is it on Fox or The Blaze? Where's she at?
Who?
Judy Shineland.
Is that the nut job? Judge Jeannie. Is it Jeannie?
Oh, Jeannie.
Judge Jeannie?
Is that her name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The conservative woman. The Trump.
Yeah, Judge Judy.
She's a judge?
That's not you.
Oh.
What is it?
Jeanine.
Jeanine. Thank you.
Jeanine?
Judge Jeannie.
Jeanine. What is it?
Fox. It's on Fox.
She's on Fox. What's her last name? You know, sir?
Mm-mm.
Can you Google it?
Piero.
Yeah, that's it. What is it?
Piero.
That's
Jeanine
it.
Piero.
That's
right. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Yeah. Terrific.
I've never heard of this.
Judge Jeanine Piero.
She's horrible. She's one of those nut jobs that, you know, says lies and then tells you you're wrong for not believing her.
We try not to get...
I used to do a game. Have you ever done the game where somebody says a number and then the person next to you says the number that comes right after that one?
Oh, that's a great
game. And
then
you go around.
Oh, we could do that all day.
Yeah.
Are you in?
We could do that while we're...
Do you want to start us off?
I'm not that.
Okay, 17.
Incorrect.
Oh, boy, you started off
I always screw up the first one.
I'm kind of a strict judge when it comes to these things.
Like I said, people suggest games all the time on Twitter... And somebody suggested this because since you guys are saying you love games so much,
what happened to the other one you were gonna do with the name?
Well, that's the finishing game.
Oh, that's a closer.
Yeah, this is I'm throwing this in as a little bonus,
Benson.
See, I just want to see what you think of the game, and then maybe we could try it. Contestants guess which movie you're referring to based off the question you read from the IMDb's facts section.
Hmm.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's
FAQ
fun.
FAQ section.
Okay.
This was suggested by. Acts about me.
Yeah, no longer fun.
About me. And
I'm in. I'm in on
thanks
that.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, let's do it.
Me too.
All right, let me look
is
up.
Is the facts or the trivia?
The FAQs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a question.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, what question would somebody be asking about this movie?
I love
and
it.
And if nobody gets it right, then I can move on to the next fact.
Do you think you can handle the internet part of it?
What
so
do you
we're
going
to see stuff like, what's it about?
Pulling up IMDb and... getting to the facts page.
I got this.
Okay. I think this sounds fun.
I think I
you feeling good?
I don't feel good, but I think it sounds fun.
Yeah. And of course,
you've never done it, right?
The game is called Just the Facts.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, of course
like
it is.
Yeah. Got to go with that stupid.
More legal stuff.
Yeah. Let me find these suckers. Where do they put the facts? Like at the bottom of the page?
You don't have this queued up because
they might not be on the mobile version.
What?
I don't want to be a buzzkill.
Dude, you might be right.
Wait, they got to be on the mobile version.
I know the mobile
Everybody
version
uses their mobile more than anything else
these
days. I know,
you're right. Trivia. Is there a desktop option?
No, it's like, there's trivia quotes.
Why don't you do trivia? Trivia.
Read the trivia? Because it'll often say too much.
Well, trivia is kind of like they're also cousins with John, and that's not going to be helpful.
But that is weird. Are the facts really not on the version on the phone?
Hang on. Let me look at my mobile and see if...
Meanwhile, we can do
my mobile gives me different information.
38.
39.
Jimmy lost.
Still playing that
Jimmy,
game?
He's out.
Jimmy.
Oh, 40. 40.
Too late.
Damn it. Too late.
You hesitated.
It's such an easy game. You got to put some pressure on
it. I made it to 7,622 one time.
And then you stopped?
By myself, yeah.
Oh, you didn't even have any competition.
And then you didn't know the next number?
It was ridiculous.
And just panicked.
Yeah, I just panicked.
All right, I'm going to try the trivia, you guys. You can still do what you're doing over there, Jimmy. But
You want me to keep looking?
Yeah, you can keep looking. But I'll just say something from the trivia section.
I'm on this.
All of them have names of people that just give it away, so I'm going to try to find a piece of trivia that doesn't blow it. This is perfect.
Yeah.
When Erica kisses Harry in the scenes outside the restaurant in New York City, it was improvised by the actress playing Erica.
Oh.
When Harry met Sally?
No,
that would be Sally.
Yeah, but there might have been an Erica that he kissed. It's been a long time.
Right? That's right.
Maybe that was a subplot.
Mm-hmm. The DVD includes a deleted scene where Harry sings La Vie en Rose for Erica in a karaoke bar.
No. Is it that movie with Billy
like
Crystal and Deborah Winger?
No.
Dirty Harry.
No, that's not the name of that.
Oh, it's Harry and the Hendersons.
No.
Damn it. I thought it was Erica Henderson.
It's getting fun.
Hey,
where's Pete Holmes?
Wait, what was the one you guessed but you didn't know the name of it? Now it's going to drive me crazy. Was that the one with the winery or whatever, the grapes?
Which one? The Deborah Winger, Billy Crystal?
French Kiss?
French Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they go to a basketball game in that. Fun. Hey, I can't find... There's no facts on this mobile version.
What? That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
This is weird.
So we're just playing it with the trivia.
Here we go.
The first trailer included footage of Harry and a gorgeous woman walking through a restaurant comparing his life with those sitting there. Oh. Interesting. The poster for this movie is very similar to another poster that features the same actor. Wow, when people go on IMDb to type this in, I can't wait till the world knows about this.
It looks
similar
like
a poster.
Can you give us a hint, like the actor now?
Taken director Pierre Morel is the second unit director of photography of this movie. That's a sweet piece of trivia.
That is a good trivia.
That I already is some know fat triv right
the guy
there.
Who plays Harry is De Niro. There's no doubt about that.
20th Century Fox declined making the film, citing that the leads were too old.
Oh, they're too old.
De Niro.
It's got to be a Cocoon movie.
Scenes from the mall. Scenes from a mall. Scenes from my mall. Mall scenes.
No. With Woody Allen and Bette Midler?
Bette Midler.
Yeah.
Nope.
The Divine Miss M, they call her.
The lead character of this movie is a notorious bachelor who always escaped the noose.
I got it. Oh, I know who the actor is, but that doesn't help me, right? We got to get the movie.
In real life, it's the other way around. The actor is divorced while the other actor hasn't been married. Great. That's a great trivia. When you leave the names out, it doesn't have the same bite.
I don't know.
Nancy Myers wrote the roles of Erica and Harry specifically for the actors who played them.
As good as it gets.
No, he said
something's got to give.
That's correct.
Wayne Federman.
Very good.
Hey, Doug. Now I know.
Great job not yelling out, audience. I know that one was probably driving you
crazy.
Thank you,
guys.
Doug, I know it's your show, but I looked something up to see if there was facts.
Yeah.
Can I throw some trivia at you and you try to guess?
I love it.
Here we go.
Let's play.
Can I jump in? Also,
yes. Everybody plays. Playing. Everybody plays.
Go, go, go.
All right.
I got to stand up. Go ahead.
Okay. Could you sit down?
All right. Sorry.
The words, now listen then, Wayne. The word sir is used 164 times.
Just sir with love.
The word sir is used 164 times during the movie. That's an average of once every 50 seconds.
Officer and gentleman.
No.
Taps.
No.
The Bridge Too Far.
Any movie has Marcy from the Peanuts in it.
No.
No, wait. I think I know. It's, is it the Aaron Sorkin movie?
Would anybody like a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might
I'd love
that.
Another one.
All right, here we go.
That's a great first one, though.
Aunt Ginny is played by Rob Reiner's sister-in-law, Maude Winchester.
Yeah, it's the fucking...
When Harry Met Sally.
Here we go.
I know the movie. Rank the one with Kevin Pollak.
A Few Good Men.
That's it.
A Few Good Men. There we go. Doug Benson.
That's it. Kevin Pollak.
There we go.
All right.
Tom Cruise.
You can't handle the truth, sir.
Let me give you one more. See if you guys can get it.
Oh, I love this.
I feel like I got an assist.
Oh, no. All right. Damn it. Hang on. Kill some time. I'll look up a movie.
Oh, I'll kill some time. Doug Loves Movies is going to be back over at UCB Franklin on February 21st at 9:30. Hope to see you guys over there. We're importing some crickets, so you guys will feel
at home.
Like it's a true
as
LA
good as
show.
It gets. That was that. You know, that was originally supposed to go to. All right. No, the Kevin Pollak role was originally supposed
Hello,
to go to
I know things,
no, 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 to I'm Jason, not... to Jason Alexander, but he couldn't what? Do it because of Seinfeld.
Oh, well, good for Kevin, because I think Kevin.
That's how that all happened. That's how that all went down.
In as good as A Few Good Men.
Yep.
Wow.
Are you guys ready to play? What's the fact?
Yeah.
Was that your Jason Alexander impression?
It was not, but not bad.
I remember.
All right, here we go. Here's the movie. Yeah. Name the movie.
Hey Jimmy, could you yell shrinkage?
I cannot.
I'm not looking.
It was shrinkage! It was shrinkage here. All right. The film was shot in reverse order.
Memento.
Memento.
The actor began with long hair and a beard.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Then, for each scene, his hair and beard were trimmed bit by bit.
Into the wild.
Until he became clean shaven.
Cast away.
Good one.
The actor considers this movie to be one of his greatest achievements as an actor.
Is the actor Dustin Hoffman?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to guess his films.
Jeremiah Johnson.
After spending time with the actor, as he prepared for the role, the real gentleman wanted to remain on the set during filming. Oh. Producer said he had to hurt this guy's feelings and ordered him to leave because he believed that his presence would prove a distraction.
There Will Be Blood.
Shot on 104 different locations in every borough of New York except Staten Island.
Oh.
What was the first clue again?
Which one? Way back when?
Yeah.
Shot reverse
Serpico?
Order. Serpico!
Serpico!
Wow!
Yes, Serpico! Damn. Good for Wayne Fetterman!
Sidney Lumet.
Good job, Wayne.
Woo!
Yeah, I know that movie.
Are we Look keeping track you. Of the score?
Yeah, they were worried that guy would be weird.
Yeah.
Frank was his first
name. Frank Serpico.
I just came up with a new idea for this show because I like playing the games. The guests should just bring the games.
I agree with that.
Why do I do all the prep?
Yeah. take that out of the equation.
It is
Come
your
on
show.
Down and tell me a game and then play it.
That was
fun. 1973? Yeah.
1973, the year of
I'm just embarrassed that mine was shown up by his.
But I'll try to pull some... I'll play the Just the Facts game with actual facts off of the thing, but for some reason the mobile version doesn't have it. But I can write them down.
You want to do one more?
I can do...
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
You guys in a hurry? Who's got tickets to see Lego Batman or John Wick 2? Anybody?
I was supposed to go see Sting tonight, but I sold my ticket, so I'm good to go on time.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were in a rush to get out of here.
Nah, I sold my tickets, Doug, because I commit to doing a live appearance.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the page to load on the World Wide Web here. No, they fucked up.
I can do a game without even looking at a computer.
What game is that?
I can do the movie, you know, the Oscar winner year.
What?
Like, I know...
If you say a movie, you know what year...
In other words,
If it won the Oscar?
Yeah. Either I can give you the name of the movie and you tell me the year, or I can give you the year and you can tell me the movie. Is that weird?
You've just memorized all of them.
87.
That one I don't know, but the...
I was trying to throw a...
I can do it.
What was 87?
It's the...
So you can be the one who shouts the number.
No. I wouldn't have yelled it out, but it's the... No. It's like a big epic. It's like
Terms of Endearment.
No.
Last Emperor?
Yeah, Last Emperor.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah, you are good at this game.
No.
Oh, so
I'm saying I can do it.
So you shout the number and then we say the thing.
No, you do it another year. Do another year. It's not
2015. I'm trying to go a little easier on
yes.
you.
Oh, hey, just to throw this in here, The Girl with All the Gifts is the name of the movie that I saw instead of Split at a film festival, and it's very good, and it's coming out very soon. Good. Really good movie.
By the way, if you're looking for a great performance, there's a movie called Christine that like completely...
Oh, yeah, that car is amazing. There's that scene where it crushes itself into that. The alley's not even big enough, and Christine is just like... It just crushes the guy in the...
It's an incredible performance.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's hard to get on
Keith
DVD.
Keith Gordon is good in that, too.
good pull.
Mm. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This movie was shot entirely in sequence.
Ooh.
Oh, Rope.
Requiem for a Dream.
It was originally suggested that...
Sleuth.
It was originally suggested that there would be several sequels occurring every 10 years, which they would get back together, but it didn't happen because the director and one of the actors had a volatile relationship.
Boyhood.
Diner.
The screenplay to this movie was written in just 2 days.
This is Spinal Tap.
Punching Henry.
Two of the actors dated for a while after filming this movie.
These are fun clues.
These are.
The director later said his biggest regret about the film was using the breaking glass effect.
Wait, hold on.
Why would he regret that?
What would that mean? What would that mean? The blaze?
To hear the sound of breaking glass or
special
to see
effect
it
on screen?
Falls
maybe?
Off the screen.
There's you'll Shh. Once you know the falls. Movie, you'll yeah. know exactly why you hate that scene in the movie. He's
okay.
right.
Okay.
All right, one of the actors' outfits in the movie was the exact same outfit when he auditioned for the role. So that's a clue. One outfit. He wears one outfit in the entire movie. This
oh, show. That's a very good clue.
Wait, it's in
Pulp Fiction.
The David Bowie quote at the beginning is pulled from the song Changes.
Oh, The Breakfast Club.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Great.
There you go.
Good one.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Wow. Well, I want to go back through some of those. Oh, I guess Emilio Estevez and Ally Sheedy dated.
It was Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael.
Yes.
And John Bender.
It was John Capellos and Paul Gleason.
Hey, those two dated.
They dated. The principal and the janitor.
And Judd Nelson wore that outfit to his audition.
Of
and
course, then he, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that yeah. makes a lot of sense.
And then the breaking glass in the marijuana scene. He regrets to. Remember when he screams and it breaks?
Yeah, because it should, that wouldn't happen.
Ever.
Yeah, it was such a realistic movie for the most part.
Yeah. Standard uniform.
But this is amazing, the 2 day Tights. Writing that
I mean,
script.
I don't think a guy would walk that across a football field and then just stop and stand there for 3 or 4 minutes just like that. I don't know. I don't think that would really happen.
He'd keep moving, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's got other movies.
Eventually, his arm's going to get tired.
Yeah, he's got to go do other things. All right, so I guess we should play the game I bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But that sure was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. I feel like this has been like this has changed Doug Loves Movies for the future. Then now you're gonna have guests bring games.
Probably not.
It does feel like a workshopping version of the show tonight.
Because don't you feel like if I said to comics, I mean, it's hard enough getting to remember to bring something for the prize bag. Like if I say come with your own game, like a lot of them will be like, yeah, I'd do that. And then they show up. Oh yeah, that.
Just
game.
One. All you need is one. You know,
that's true.
That's that great Beatles song, right?
Yeah.
All you need is one.
All you need is
it's a
one.
Mashup of two.
Everybody. Oh, just one.
All you need is
what?
One is the loneliest number.
That's a song by Three Dog Night.
Batman is lonely.
All by myself.
All by myself.
I wanna be.
All by myself.
Let's play Last Man Standing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
We're slightly crunched for time here now because of all that stuff we did. So, Jimmy, are you weirdly close to Wayne right now?
Come on, why doesn't that make you laugh?
It doesn't. It's uncomfortable.
I apologize. I had no idea.
Wayne's not a touchy-feely individual.
Is that true, Wayne?
With you don't other like being individuals?
Touched at all? I do. I'm not. I feel like I'm not. I feel like I'm not unruly, but I don't. Yeah, I don't like massages particularly.
Yeah, but you're not. You're not warm either as a person. You're not a warm person. is that, I think that's what Doug's trying to say.
That's not what he's saying at all.
Yeah, you're not very warm. You're not very receptive to people being friendly.
It's a beef that started when you guys disagreed about Split, right?
Well, I certainly won't forget that moment.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
They were split on La La Land as well.
Split on Split.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the thing I've been learning about Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes. Mm.
Is that if a movie gets, if critics give it like a B minus, B plus across the board, that'll be certified fresh.
No question.
You know, like.
It's binary.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
For the computer kids.
So,
it's
like.
A problem.
I'm going to have to think of an actor for us to use.
Can help you.
Okay, well, this will be a good game for you to participate in.
No, I'm not going to play. You guys.
Oh,
it's
no.
You guys.
No,
don't. It's okay.
Don't worry about it.
We just need to pick a winner.
Okay.
Would you want to do like a quick Rochambeau?
What's that?
Live, die, repeat. You ever played that game, Jimmy?
No, I played the Malton game.
There's a game where I say the title of a movie. This is how dumb some of the guests on the show are. Just so somebody can have a chance. It's like a participation trophy.
Okay.
I say the name of a movie. The person who says it back the fastest wins the game.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Who needs that game?
I love it.
It's very competitive.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's try one.
I'm not participating. Go ahead.
What do you mean you're not participating?
What do you mean you're not participating?
Because it's stupid.
What do you mean?
I want to be part of it.
I'm not playing either.
I'm with Wayne.
Title.
I'm boycotting this.
Go ahead, Henry. You play.
Yeah, Henry, go ahead and enjoy yourself.
I'm ready.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones.
He got it. He got it. He got it. He got it.
Yeah.
Hang on. You didn't let me finish. In Viva Rock
Band. Oh, he blew it.
Yep, so you lose. You were the only player and you lost.
In Viva Rock.
Viva!
Oh, that's a great idea, though. John Goodman.
What do we have to do?
The films of John Goodman.
All right, let's do it.
The films of John Goodman.
And yeah, and you can go to your lifeline once. So, Henry, if you can't think of one, you can go to Pat. And
okay.
Henry, you did win that first game, so you get to go first.
Big Lebowski.
Yes, very good. Shut the fuck up, Donnie has never been more irrelevant as a thing to say. Wayne Fetterman?
Yeah, I just saw him in a movie. I'm trying to think of the name.
Oh yeah, try to think of that one instead of the many films he's been in over the years. Just get unnecessarily focused on one title that you can't quite make out.
No, I got this. This is...
You got it. Here we go.
He's Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, that's just mean.
Gotta go with a comedy punchline.
Oh, that's
he's
good.
You
in that
just
movie.
Said you were going to go with a comedy.
Hey.
No, he is. Some of the other titles that'll come up, he elevates everything he's in. A very, very good actor.
It's a beautiful scene at the end of Punchline with him and Sally Fields.
Love it. I mean that. And when she gets her haircut and he comes back and it's horrible, but he looks at her and he goes, I love it. And he's just, and it's genuine.
I just got goosebumps when you were repeating it.
My pleasure.
It's a very nice
Glad
moment.
I can help.
Raising Arizona.
Wait, was it your turn?
I thought so.
I think so.
What did you say,
now
Henry?
It's your turn, Jim.
Oh, I said Punchline.
Oh, my apologies.
I didn't even know he was in Punchline.
Remember we talked about the...
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
Oh, what's the name? Okay, Matthew?
You can go to
be
Matthew.
Be on standby if I need you.
Yeah, okay, get ready, Matthew.
This guy's only been in like four movies, so I'm locking up here. This is
It's always a safe choice to say JFK.
I'm going
to
be a pussy and just say the Flintstones. I'm going to say that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, just take that one.
That buys me a...
Good job. Wait, the first Flintstones was just called the Flintstones?
That's right.
That's okay.
What, it's
I mean, it's not okay.
It's not called that?
What? Oh, is it called the Flintstones movie?
It's called Meet the Flintstones?
Flintstones.
Meet the Flintstones?
Viva Las Vegas. Or whatever that was.
Anyway, I accepted it. Well,
thank you.
The corrections department will deal with it later. Henry?
Well, a movie that I just saw on the plane, actually, which I really enjoyed.
Ah, damn it.
12 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, hang on a second, everybody, before everybody groans.
Wait,
too much.
What?
You know, I don't know when the last time you mailed a letter was, but it's important to get the address right. Who knows what's going on at 12 Cloverfield Lane? That's a whole other movie, what's happening. Yeah. Couple, 12, one house down field. On the same side of the street.
12 Cloverfield.
Do you want to have your lifeline help you with that?
Fuck. Okay, Pat, what do you got?
In trouble. Pat, what is it? You can give him another one if you want. Well, oh, brother, where
art thou? Oh, brother, where art thou?
That's... Damn you, Pat! That's all I had! That's all I had!
Oh, that's... At this point, after what just happened, that's all you have. All right. Well, because Wayne's going to take it.
14 Cloverfield Lane.
All right. So, Wayne, do you want to go to
We're
your
good.
Lifeline?
I think I got it.
I don't know it either. I can't pull the number either.
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it myself.
You are?
I'm going to self-do it.
Okay.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
That's right.
I never
really
saw
it.
I never saw it.
Why, where did I get
12? I knew it had to be. I knew it was on the right side of the street.
I didn't know it was Lane. I thought it was like I messed up. I would have been going Drive, Boulevard, Street. I would have gone all night.
Yeah, no, it was a cul-de-sac.
Oh, man. 13, 14. Yeah, there were a lot of options there.
10 Cloverfield Lane Court.
You guys didn't see the sequel.
I'm going to go with Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas.
I like that.
Oh, now I got to think of another
one. I stay alive another round.
Now, the sequel to 10 Cloverfield Lane, that's Punching 10 Cloverfield Lane, right?
That's in your face, Phillips.
Oh, boy. So it's my turn again, and I got to think of another John Goodman.
Yeah, you don't have Pat anymore.
Oh, boy.
He's not in the second Flintstone.
Oh, no, he's not. It's what's his name? From Full Monty.
Shit
me to hell. All right, that's not my answer then.
That British dude. He takes it back. Thank you.
It's Full Monty.
Yeah.
All right, Matthew, give me a John Goodman movie.
King Ralph.
I'm going to go with King Ralph.
King Ralph.
Oh, there you go.
King Ralph. Thank you, Matthew.
I don't know why I'm having a hard time here. God. It's going to kill me.
You did great, though, I think. Terrific first appearance on the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I'm going to...
Real mellow presence.
He was in... Tommy Boy.
Oh, yes. A lot of people think that's Brian Dennehy.
It's not him.
But it is, in fact, John Goodman. Wayne?
You remember I was like trying to remember
the name
of the movie?
Huh?
You remember I was trying to remember the name of the movie?
Yeah.
And this is the movie I saw on the double bill with Split.
Oh.
It's called Patriots Day.
He's in
was
that.
Just gonna, yeah. I just saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he's in that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's good in there. I like that movie.
Yeah. Saw it with Split.
All right, Jimmy.
Texas Buyers Club. Is that the name of that movie? More importantly, is he in it?
With McConaughey?
Yeah, is he not in that?
He might be. He might be.
Doesn't he deliver drugs to somebody? I thought he did.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, and that's not it.
It's not, is it?
Yeah, it's a different movie.
You know, but you know
what
it is?
I got one.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for you to tell me, because it's driving me bananas.
All right, Henry.
Was I wrong about Tommy Boy, though? Because I kind of pulled that out.
I thought Henry was out.
Oh, I am.
He was wrong about Tommy Boy, but I said correct, because it's fun to keep him around, because he's still not going to win.
Okay. Let's go with Argo.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck yourself. Wayne?
All right, this is the one I'm blanking on now. This is the one.
Have you used your lifeline yet?
Kind of. I did a self-lifeline.
Then no.
That doesn't count. What are you talking about?
All right, I'll do my... Let me see if you can get this. This is the one. It's a Coen...
Well, he could just give you a freshie.
You know, it's really bothering me. I can't remember this. It's a Coen Brothers...
I know which one it is.
It's a Coen Brothers movie about a writer in Hollywood.
Yeah, does your lifeline want to say it?
Yeah, Inside Llewyn Davis.
Inside Llewyn Davis. It's not the one he means, but is also correct.
I'll take that.
It's correct. Jimmy?
He's in a lot of Coen Brothers movies, right?
Barton Fink.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Henry?
Couldn't remember the name of that.
Miller's Crossing.
Yeah. No.
No.
I'm just going with the Coen Brothers.
That was a really good
throwing
try.
The dice there.
I was in for that one.
I think I have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spotlight.
He's in that?
I think he plays
no.
one of...
I don't think so.
Okay, then I'm out.
Wait, everybody's out then.
Hey, what was the movie I was thinking of, Doug?
You gotta pick a fucking winner. Flight.
It was Flight.
With Denzel.
With my buddy Denzel. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, now this is a fun game.
Yeah.
Nobody in the audience say anything yet.
I love it.
The three of you, just to wrap this up, the first one that can come up with one more John Goodman movie wins.
Oh,
go.
I'm out.
Come on, think about it.
Okay. All right.
Think about the movies we've said.
I know.
Think about how he's not as fat sometimes.
Blood Simple?
No, he's not in that.
I'm just guessing now. I'm just guessing. Coen Brothers.
Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Oh, I know. Hail Caesar.
He's in Hail Caesar?
No, he's not.
I just...
He's not in Burn After Reading, so don't even try it.
Oh, shit.
He's not. He's not in The Lady Killers. He's not in...
He won't... I tell you this, he's not going to maintain his weight loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's having a tough time. It's going on now.
It's hard to keep the weight off.
Wait, he was just... Oh, Birdman.
He's in Birdman?
No.
Full title.
Birdman, I don't know the end of that.
It's Birdman of Alcatraz.
Oh, here's what I was thinking of. Trumbo.
Trumbo.
Oh.
Yeah,
Jimmy's got it.
Yeah, I got Trumbo.
Yeah, he's in Trumbo.
That phone came in
handy. No shit, I use my phone. I can't be more obvious about it, dickwad. I'm looking right at my phone.
He was alerting the listeners. Because the listeners think you just pulled that out.
No, yeah. But it was the one I was thinking of.
Because we're trying to pick a winner here, Jimmy.
No, I know. Let me... Don't give up yet.
All right, wait.
I'm out then, because I'm looking at his filmography here.
I'm a long-time listener, and I always thought the first one out gets to call their own the next time.
Yeah, in the next round, but we don't have time for another
round. Oh, I gotcha.
We're trying to end this thing.
I was going to say...
Yeah,
John Goodman.
The Crickets. The Crickets got an appointment to see what mischief Pinocchio's getting into. So we need to wrap this shit up.
I was first one out. He cheated.
Follow up. It's called the Flintstones.
Win.
What?
It's just straight up called the Flintstones, right?
Yeah, I don't know why somebody gave us. Oh, Matinee. He's good. He's good. Matinee.
Yeah, that's Joe Dante film. I like that movie.
Sea of Love. He's great in that.
Wait, now you're just ruining this game every which way possible.
I thought it was over.
We got to pick a winner. How about
Henry wins? Good luck.
We give it to Henry.
No, I was the first one out.
I do. I gotta say, the Aristopats is a pretty good poster, and it is Henry's first time.
Did get Sarah
give it to
Silverman.
Henry.
And I'm a judge now. Sorry, Jimmy, but I'm officially a judge.
Thank you.
I get to make these kinds of decisions. So we're gonna give the prizes to Pat.
Yay! All right, Pat. Yeah, great playing.
All right, Pat.
There you go, Pat.
Sorry. Give me a couple other...
You can have your poster back,
give me a couple other John Goodman movies.
Give me your other name tags. I'm going to say the shitheads. Give me the one you threw away there. Let's give that guy his shithead in court. Oh, that's a good one. What do you got to plug there, Jimmy?
Once again, Never Not Funny's the podcast. Podcastathon March the 4th. Raising money for Smile Train. Thank you, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Wow, fastest plugger in the business.
Well, I gave it a lot of weight up top, and I know that we're tight on time. Podcastathon, March 4th, nevernotfunny.com streams live. Wayne is our musical director. Lots of guests. Different guests every half hour. Welcome aboard. It's love.
You can have Tony Thaxton come out and play the timpani.
Tony comes out every hour when we do a tote board. He comes out, he does a little thing. We do 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago, and we have a nice time, don't we, Wayne?
Absolutely. I feel really good about doing that show.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne.
Yeah, it's nice.
This person really elaborately taped something over what they wrote on here in very small letters. but it's a good one. Wayne, what's going on with you?
Well, obviously I'm doing the podcast-a-thon. I'm in this movie called Punching Henry. I'm going to be on Doug Loves Movies tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, this comes out tomorrow, so check that out.
Oh, wow.
So I'm involved with everyone's life here. And then I have a Fetterman and Out in a movie called The House, which is coming out at the end of June with Will Ferrell, Amy Poehler, Wayne Fetterman.
That sounds like a great cast.
That's a really good cast.
Funniest thing.
What kind of person do you play in it?
I play
a secret.
Well, no, I can tell you. It's about somebody who loses all their money in Vegas. A couple, Will and Amy,
uh-huh.
And then they're like, you know, the house always wins, and so they start their own gambling den.
Wow, there's someone loves that premise.
It's already a winner.
And I play the dealer in Vegas who breaks them.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Fetterman and Out. Nobody wants to see you in that movie.
Yeah, no. I'm the bad guy.
You break them and get the fuck out.
It's actually roulette, but it's, so that's the end of June.
They lose all their money on roulette?
Okay.
That's sad. All right, Henry, Punching Henry.
Well, Punching Henry, which comes out on the 20th, and then also If you want to watch the first movie, you could go to Amazon. But I also tell people for free, you could go to YouTube and watch my web series, Henry's Kitchen, where I cook things. And I have a YouTube channel, and I'm always making those. And I have special guests. And oh, and the other exciting news is I'll be on the first two episodes of Silicon Valley coming up.
Oh, that's
on a new season. Yeah.
Henry Phillips.
I'm bringing back my role of John, the server farmer, server farm data guy.
Good stuff.
That's awesome. Farmer. That's so, so good. I'm going to be doing, like I said earlier, Douglas Movies at UCB Franklin, Tuesday, February 21st at 9:30. Thanks again to my guests, Henry Phillips, Wayne Fetterman,
Thank you, guys.
Jay Pardo.
Yeah. Awesome. Great.
And as always, Trump's travel ban is a shithead. Psychics are a shithead. And stupid people are a shithead.
Now it's time for another cocky. Heisenwald is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.